grace doth risen. So let our joy rise full and free. Christ our comfort true will be. Alleluia. Were Christ not arisen, then death were still our prison. Now with him new life restored, we praise the Father of our Lord. Alleluia. 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 Now let our joy rise full and free. Christ our comfort true will be. Alleluia.
Processional hymn 457, Jesus Christ who risen today. We stand and face the processional cross as we sing. Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching Him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord,
who made heaven and earth.
I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
And you forgave the iniquity of my sin.
O Almighty God, merciful Father,
I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserve your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them, and I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy innocents of their sufferings and death, of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor sinful being.
Upon this your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you. And in the stead, and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We take the insert for the resurrection of our Lord, and chant the introit.
I will sing to the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider he has thrown into the sea.
God on high, and on earth peace, goodwill toward
Let us pray. Almighty God, the Father, through your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, you have overcome death and opened the gate of everlasting life to us. Grant that we, who celebrate with joy the day of our Lord's resurrection, may be raised from the death of sin by your life-giving Spirit. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
You may be seated. The Old Testament reading for the resurrection of our Lord is from Isaiah chapter 65. Behold, I create new heavens and a new earth, and the former things shall not be remembered or come into mind. But be glad and rejoice forever in that which I create. For behold, I create Jerusalem to be a joy, and her people to be a gladness. I will rejoice in Jerusalem and be glad in my people. No more shall be heard in it the sound of weeping and the cry of distress. No more shall there be in it an infant who lives but a few days, or an old man who does not fill out his days. For the young man shall die 100 years old, and the sinner 100 years old shall be accursed. They shall build houses and inhabit them. They shall plant vineyards and eat their fruit. They shall not build and another inhabit. They shall not plant and another eat. For like the days of a tree shall be the days of my people be, and my chosen shall long enjoy the work of their hands. They shall not labor in vain or bear children for calamity, for they shall be the offspring of the blessed of the Lord and their descendants with them. Before they call, I will answer. While they are yet speaking, I will hear. The wolf and the lamb shall graze together. The lion shall eat straw like the ox, and dust shall be the serpent's food. They shall not hurt or destroy in all my holy mountain, says the Lord. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you. epistle is from 1 Corinthians chapter 15. If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all people most to be pitied. But in fact, Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. For as by a man came death, by a man has come also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, so also in Christ shall all be made alive, but each in his own order. Christ the firstfruits, then at his coming those who belong to Christ. Then comes the end, when he delivers the kingdom to God the Father, after destroying every rule and every authority and power. For he must reign until he has put all his enemies under his feet. The last enemy to be destroyed is death. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We sing hymn 482.
Thank you.
you seek the living among the dead? He is not here, but has risen. Gospel according to St. Luke, the 24th chapter.
Glory be to thee, O Lord.
On the first day of the week, at early dawn, they went to the tomb, taking the spices they had prepared. And they found the stone rolled away from the tomb. But when they went in, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were perplexed about this, behold, two men stood by them in dazzling apparel. And as they were frightened and bowed their faces to the ground, the men said to them, "Why do you seek the living among the dead? He is not here, but has risen. Remember how he told you, while he was still in Galilee, that the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and on the third day rise?" And they remembered his words. And returning from the tomb, they told all these things to the 11 and to all the rest. Now it was Mary Magdalene and Joanna and Mary the mother of James and the other women with them who told these things to the apostles. But these words seemed to them an idle tale, and they did not believe them. But Peter rose and ran to the tomb. Stooping and looking in, he saw the linen cloths by themselves, and he went home marveling at what had happened. This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise be to thee, O Christ.
We confess together the Nicene Creed, page 191.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men, and for our salvation, came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us through Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again, according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come.
You may be seated for the hymn of the day, hymn 466.
name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Jesus, the Lord Jesus, is the living one. Because He lives, we shall live. Our faith is founded upon fact. Jesus Christ, we believe and confess in the Nicene Creed, was raised on the third day. We believe that our bodies will be raised on the last day. This is our faith. This is what we believe. But this is based on facts. The fact of Jesus physically being raised from the dead before eyewitnesses who saw Him, talked with Him, ate with Him, touched the scars in His hands and side. This is evidence that would stand up in a court of law. The apostles give testimony. He was crucified. He was raised from the dead. Of this, we are eyewitnesses. Jesus arose just as He told His disciples He would. Therefore, all of His promises are true. You can trust all of Jesus' promises. Believe His word as we rejoice in Jesus, the living one. Fact. Jesus Christ crucified and buried. On Good Friday, the first day, Jesus was crucified, and when He said, "It is finished," He, the Lamb, took the suffering that we all deserved upon Himself. By His wounds we are healed. Jesus says, "It is finished." He made the payment in full upon the cross. Saturday, the second day, His body rested in the tomb on the Sabbath rest as He was buried and rested there in the tomb. Jesus had told them ahead of time that all of this would happen, and it did. It was the first day of the week, it was early dawn. When they went to the tomb, they took their spices. They're going to re-anoint the body of Jesus, they think. But when they arrived, they found that the stone had already been rolled away from the tomb. The angel had rolled the stone away. The angel didn't roll the stone away so Jesus could get out. Jesus had passed through the walls of the tomb and was risen. The stone was rolled away so that we could look in. They come in the tomb, but they don't find the body of the Lord Jesus. He's gone. They see the burial cloths carefully folded up on the stone slab, a shroud of Jesus and the face cloth, and they wonder what has happened. They expected Jesus to be among the dead, but they found no body because He was gone. You see, the atoning sacrifice had been complete. The Lamb without blemish was our substitute, our Savior, our Redeemer, our reconciliation, our atonement, our justification, all of those things. The Holy Lamb died for us guilty sheep. He was buried and rested in the tomb on the Sabbath day. The Son of Man had been delivered into the hands of sinful men. God the Father's plan was complete. All of the history from Genesis to now, this day, has been fulfilled. One who came to crush the head of the serpent did that. But by crushing the head of the serpent, He was bruised in hands, side, and feet, and brow. Fact. Christ was crucified and buried, and He is the atoning sacrifice for the sin of the whole world. And since you're in the world, He's the atoning sacrifice. Our faith is also built on the fact that Jesus Christ is risen from the dead. Easter Sunday, the third day, Christ said He would be raised. Jesus had told them ahead of time that all these things were going to happen. He said, "I will suffer and I will be raised on the third day." They were perplexed when they did not see the body of Jesus. They had forgotten Jesus' words. The angels reminded them in dazzling apparel. The women were frightened. They bowed their faces to the ground. But the angels say a simple question. Why do you seek the living among the dead? He told you he was going to be raised on the third day. That's why he's not here. He is risen, as he said. Then they remembered his words. All through the accounts on Easter Sunday, you see the proclamation of his resurrection, and then people would not believe. This is one of the evidences for the historical reality of Christ's resurrection. The apostles were not ashamed to even write down, we didn't even believe it at first ourselves. It was when they would, later that day, actually see Jesus, and Jesus would rebuke them for their unbelief, that they would see themselves later that evening, the apostles. Christ truly was raised from the dead, and then the words came back to them. Now the women return from the tomb and tell the apostles all the rest about this. We even know who the women were. Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary, the mother of James. The initial unbelief was because of their hardness of heart. Words seemed like an idle tale, and they did not believe them. The last time they saw Jesus, he was bruised and battered and laid into the tomb. Peter was still curious. He rose and ran to the tomb, looked in, and saw that it was empty. He marveled at what had happened. Now we know in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, of all the resurrection appearances, later that evening in the upper room, Jesus would appear to them and show them his hands and side. There are many other resurrection appearances over 40 days from Easter to Ascension. As you leave today in the table in the narthex, there's a sheet there that I'd encourage you to take home. It has all written down, all the historical references of the resurrection, and I encourage you to take those home and read those tonight. The beautiful accounts of all the Gospels of the Lord's resurrection. Fact, Christ is risen from the dead bodily, ascended to the right hand of God, and is coming again in glory. Fact, in Jesus Christ, you too will be raised. Paul in the epistle lesson, Paul also spoke to the risen and ascended Lord years later, lays out the facts and the ramifications of Jesus' resurrection. He even says, if we have only hoped in Jesus in this life, if the resurrection isn't true, then we should be pitied by the unbelieving world. Meaning, if Christ is not risen, you are still in your sins. You will not be raised. All your loved ones are gone, will never be seen again. And if that is all Christ came to do, was to teach us here on earth, we should be pitied by the unbelieving world. But in fact, Paul says, Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. By one man, Adam, came death in the Garden of Eden. And now in Jesus, the second Adam, in the garden tomb, comes life. In Adam we die, in Christ we are made alive, each in his own order. When a farmer brings in the first fruits of the crop, it means there's more to come. Jesus is the first fruits of the crop. There's more to come. You and me. Some of you have lost family members this past year. They've died. People in this congregation have died. They are now in heaven with the Lord, their soul, as we are awaiting the resurrection day. Christ guarantees that we too will be raised. The Father will deliver the kingdom. Jesus will deliver the kingdom to God the Father, destroying all authority and power in the unbelieving world. The last enemy to be destroyed is death. What an amazing promise. Jesus destroys death by dying. And by rising, he shows that we have no reason to fear death. We're ready to die today or for the Lord to return today, because either way we have the victory. We pass through the door of death into life eternal. And when our bodies are raised on the last day, the blind will see, the lame will walk, the deaf will hear, all things will be made new. This is the Christian hope. This is the Christian faith, based upon the fact of Christ's resurrection. So my friends, rejoice. Jesus is risen from the dead, and the joy of Easter knows no bounds. This is not just a historical fact in the past, which it is, but it's a daily reality in your life, as it says in the book of Romans. When you were baptized, you're connected to Jesus' death and burial and resurrection. You've died with Him so that you live with Him. He fills the whole universe with His presence. So here at this altar, He gives you His body and blood, the body and blood that was crucified and risen for the forgiveness of your sins. He is present right here through those ordinary means, feeding us on Himself, the bread of life. So we rejoice in the resurrection today, and it knows no end. Rejoice in the forgiveness of sins, life and salvation that you have. And as we conclude with the ancient Christian chant that has been spoken for nearly 2,000 years, I will say the Lord is risen, you will say He is risen indeed 3 times, and then hallelujah, amen. The Lord is risen.
He is risen indeed.
The Lord is risen.
He is risen indeed.
The Lord is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Alleluia. Amen. May the peace that surpasses our human understanding guard our hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.
We stand to sing the offertory, page 192. Found at the end of the pew, passing them to the person next to you. You may place them in the baskets in the narthex as you leave. You may be seated for the offering.
prayer of the church. We stand to pray. Let us pray for the whole church of God in Christ Jesus, for all people according to their needs. Lord God, on this glorious day, fill your people with the holy fear of the resurrection of your Son, that we would tremble no longer before the grave, but rejoice and live in the truth of your power to save. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Bless our synod, our circuit, our district, and our congregation. Pastors, ministers, teachers, lay people, men, women, children. Keep us faithful, O Lord, to deliver to the world the apostolic truth of your Son's death, burial, and resurrection. Bless Trinity Lutheran Church as we carry out this work here in our community. And bless Pastor Andrew Fetter and his wife Megan as they serve in Bucharest, Romania. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Let us hold fast the word that's preached to us, receiving it with joy, taking our stand, and being saved by it. Hinder all who would sow doubt into our hearts. Grant us courage to confess its truth in our life and conversation. Bless those as we walk in a vocation and calling this week, their baptism and birthday, Ruth Barnes, David Nairns, Elizabeth Ament, Stephen Hoover, Owen Hartman, and Monty Nash. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Bless our President, Congress, and Senate, and all who make and administer our laws. Frustrate the forces of evil. Grant, O Lord, that you bring the war in the Ukraine to an end, and be with the people there in their time of tribulation. Guard our armed forces to stand watch over us at home and abroad. Mike Gallo, Ricardo Patanga, Charles Gaither, Danny Green, and Emily Shelton, Alex Laffin, and Courtney Tate, that they serve with honor and integrity as you grant peace in the midst of war. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Have mercy on the sick and those in any kind of need. Ken Christner, Timothy Maltz, Lorraine Trinka, and Claire Jones, Jeannie Brinkheader, Grace Raleigh, Melody Lechtenberg, and Darlene Miedrich, Raymond Sendelbach, Candy Darmody, Chris Henderson, and Dwayne Grasowski, Joe Waller, all in need of healing and strength. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We join in singing eternal Alleluia with innumerable angels in festal gathering, with the assembly of the firstborn enrolled in heaven, and with spirits of the righteous made perfect. We bring these petitions before you, dear Father, trusting in your mercy. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Service of Sacrament, page 194.
The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God.
It is meet and right so to do.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God. And most especially are we bound to praise you on this day for the glorious resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ, the very Paschal Lamb, who was sacrificed for us and bore the sins of the world. By his dying he has destroyed death, and by his rising again he has restored to us everlasting life. Therefore, with Mary Magdalene, Peter and John, and with all the witnesses of the resurrection, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Holy, Lord God of Sabaoth.
Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, as we forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Sin of the world.
depart in peace.
Amen.
Thank you.
to Midas, page 199. We stand to sing.
Give you peace.
Amen.